The Israeli army has launched a ground invasion into the besieged Gaza Strip. Israeli media say thousands of soldiers, backed by tanks and bulldozers, have entered the Palestinian territory. Israeli tanks have shelled different parts of Gaza, killing at least five Palestinians. A five-month-old baby is among the victims. Earlier, Israeli tanks shelled the Al-Wafa hospital in eastern Gaza City, injuring several people. The latest killings have taken the Palestinian death toll to at least 247 since July the 8th. Nearly 1,900 people have been injured so far. The Israeli army also called up thousands of more reservists for the military operation. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says Israel would pay a high price for the invasion. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Gaza. Ashraf, what is the latest?
Well, Waqar, the Israeli tanks continue to pound several areas of the Gaza Strip throughout the night, all the way from Rafah in the south up to Beth Lahia and Beth Hanun in the north. Hundreds of tank shells were fired towards people and towards properties and farmland. Many here believe that the Israeli, a full-fledged Israeli ground invasion will be taking place at any time. The Israeli tanks are inside the so-called buffer zone, which is, the buffer zone is inside the Gaza Strip. So technically, the Israeli tanks have entered the Gaza Strip, despite the fact that some people saying they are still on the border with Gaza, that they did enter the buffer zone along Gaza's eastern perimeter. They continue to fire their shells. At the same time, Israeli Air Force did decrease the attacks on Gaza, but they continue to attack several areas in the Gaza Strip, in central Gaza, southern Gaza, and northern Gaza. And also the Israeli Navy continues to pound the beaches along the Gaza coast from Rafah to Beth Lahia. Also, Hamas's resistance fighters from Al-Qassam brigades said they fired at least six Katyusha rockets towards a group of Israeli special forces in northern Gaza. They said that they have managed to injure some of the Israeli soldiers who tried to enter the Gaza Strip from the north.
And Ashraf, what, if anything, are Gazans doing, to prepare, if that's even the right word, for this coming ground invasion?
Well, earlier today, during the five-hour so-called ceasefire period, almost all Gazans went out to the shops, to the banks, to get money, to buy things, because they were afraid that something major is going to happen, and they managed to stock up on as much canned food, for example, as much as they can, and also to get first aid kits in case something happened to them while they're inside their homes. And also thousands more families managed to go away from or leave the areas near the border east of Gaza, east of Khan Yunis, and east of Rafah, and also in northern Gaza, like Beth Lahia and Beth Hanun.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks very much for that.